Axis Mundi.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
You're listening to an Irreverent podcast. Visit irreverent.fm for more content from our amazing lineup of creators.
Welcome to Straight White American Jesus. My name is Brad Onishi, faculty at the University of San Francisco, our social partnership with the CAP Center at UCSB. And today I'm here with my co-host,
Dan Miller, Associate Professor of Religion and Social Thought at Landmark College. It's nice to see you, Brad. I'll say this now in case my voice gets raspy, that I am actually home recovering from COVID. I finally caught the COVID, but had, as they say, minor symptoms and have mostly been tired. But if my voice is scratchy, that's why. And people probably should not like lick my microphone or anything, or they might get COVID.
I think everyone was feeling sympathy for you and concern, and now they're just grossed out. So I just think you did, you know, one set. It was like a real good narrative turn there. It was like, oh no, Dan got COVID. At least he's okay. At least he has no symptoms. And then the licking the microphone really turned it into like, okay, I might even just turn this off now. I mean, I don't even know if I can hang out any longer because of that. So, you know.
No, in all seriousness, I've spent the last like 4 days like masking in the house and like trying to separate from the family, wearing gloves, Lysoling everything. So yeah, it's been my constant concern of like trying to not have people come into contact. But no, I'm glad to be here and I'm on the mend. I think my isolation ends after today. So yeah.
Good. Well, obviously glad you're feeling okay and vaxxed and boosted and all that. So, statistics show that looks like, you know, minor symptoms and that's good. But still, you know, obviously scary and glad you and family are doing all right.
And as long as we're doing that, just saying huge believer in the vaxes, the vaccinations and boosting, right? That's, it worked exactly the way it's supposed to. I'm waiting already for some people to be like, you say the vaccines work, but you still got COVID. But I never was worried about going to the hospital. I never had any trouble breathing. I never, you know, that's what they're supposed to do, right? Serious illness and hospitalization. So yeah, huge believer in being vaccinated and boosted and grateful that I am.
Yeah. All right. Obviously just good news, scary news. I remember we talked earlier this week and you told me, so, glad everything is, as best it can be, as you know, with COVID. Today we need to talk about a bunch of stuff, but we need to first tell folks about two important things. So Dan, you got a seminar starting in a couple of weeks. It's on, Christian nationalism, identity politics. What can people expect? What's that seminar going to be about?
Yeah. So we'll talk some about identity politics. We talked about a little bit about this last episode. You know, I did that series on identity politics. It won't be as long as that series, obviously, but it'll support some of that more. You know, we talked about having the receipts, right? Instead of me just talking for 20 minutes and people maybe taking me at my word or looking some stuff up, we'll look at some stuff about what identity is, what identity politics is, and then relating that to Christian nationalism. How is Christian nationalism a form of identity politics? I think it's especially noteworthy because Christian nationalists often position everybody else as being about identity, right? Everybody else is about identity politics, but they're not. And we're going to look at how that actually works. So bringing together, you know, strands that we explore in the podcast all the time and in our different series, in your interviews that you do with folks and the series that I do. So again, 4 weeks, people can sign up It'll if you did the seminar before, you're familiar with how it works, you'll receive some materials, kind of video that sets up the discussion. And then we'll have like a 2-hour live, virtual, but live sort of event weekly, talking about through the different things. And it's really giving people who want that chance to have a deeper dive a chance to have that. And even later this episode, I think we'll be getting into some things that are the kinds of issues that we'll be raising in that seminar in greater detail.
Thanks for listening to this free preview of our Swag episode. In order to get access to the full episode and so much more, become a Straight White American Jesus premium subscriber by clicking the link in the show notes. It'll take you like 2 clicks, I promise. In addition to getting access to this episode, you'll have access to the entire Swag archive, over 550 episodes. You'll also get an extra episode every month, ad-free listening, Discord access, and so much more. All that for less than $6 a month, and it helps us keep our flag up and continue to safeguard democracy from religious nationalism, extremism, and rising authoritarianism. Check it out. It's not hard, I promise.